This audio presentation is a teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Labels, was delivered on August 25th, 2019. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Forever grateful. We thank you and we ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John and Amy. Go ahead, ushers. Yeah. Good morning, family. Hey, so you must be wondering, what is that white piece of paper inside your bulletin for? Yeah? Like, what is this? How many of you already want to fold them into an airplane? Only one or two. Okay. Well, we're talking about labels this morning. And later on or during the service, I want you to write on there some of the stuff that people labeled you with. Okay? And maybe negative, maybe good stuff, but you know, growing up, we get labeled, and sometimes we label ourselves. Sometimes the labels that we get come from people who love us, and sometimes come from people who hate us. Sometimes it comes from people who are jealous of us. How many of you, when you're driving, you label the other guys? Yeah? You know, I am so bad. You know, I'm driving, and I see somebody like, oh, what? Part of slower traffic, keep right, don't you understand? And I don't swear at them. I may call them I hate to say this word, I may call them an idiot. And, you know, and then when I say that, God reminds me, oh, with your mouth you say praises to the Lord, and with the same mouth you curse man. And it's like, oh, Lord, I'm working on it. And sometimes when I'm good, and I see those people driving recklessly, and I just say, oh, Lord, please keep them safe and protect them and not let them hurt anybody. And sometimes then I say, yes, I did something good, instead of cursing. And I label people, and I guess, you know, what you plant, you're going to harvest. So I know I get labeled myself. And, you know, sometimes our labels come from our bosses, our coworkers. Sometimes it's done intentionally, sometimes it's not intentional. But let me ask you this. Who has the right to label you? Do I have the right to label you? I mean, I put a lot of labels on you. I mean, James, I label him as a good cook. How many of you like his cooking? Yeah. He's a good fisherman, not great, but pretty soon to be great. He's a good fisherman, even if he catches bigger fish than me, but yeah. And like Grant, where's Grant? I label Grant as tall. And not only tall, but he is 34% better looking because he's been to 2 dance classes. You know, Kahea, she's an awesome singer. And Pastor Aaron, he's a great preacher. I label people like that. My wife, man, she's a great shopper. All I have to do is say, hey, I need a gift for Crystal for her baby shower. Boom, before I can finish, she's out the door shopping. She is terrific. I don't have to go because I have a wife who can do that. And they're like, yes. You know, growing up, I had labels put all over me, man. If I could show you all the labels, I'd be covered from head to toe, probably a couple inches thick. But short, but you know, that's a label that I've been put on me. But it's also a fact that I am short, right? I can't do nothing about it. Some of the labels was not so smart. In other words, dumb. Cheater, not in the sense of cheating on a girlfriend or a wife, but cheating like in school. My dear mother put that one on me. I came home one year with 4 F's and 2 D's. Yeah, pretty bad, yeah. That's the year I ran away from home because I was going to get lickings. And then the next year, I had 5 A's and 1 B. Go figure, yeah. And she told me, you sure you never cheat? It's like, oh, that hurt. I really tried hard, but that hurt. And I don't think she did it on purpose. You know, I've been labeled alcoholic, druggy. You know, I also put labels on myself. At one time, I thought that, you know, I was a really bad dad. And all these labels that people put on me, you know, I somehow, became. I was a bad dad. I was an alcoholic, a drug addict, a bad husband, lazy, dumb, stupid. I was all of these things until one day I hit rock bottom. I mean, you know, rock bottom is rock bottom when the only place you can look is up and you're down in the gutter. And the devil is as real as God. And he battles with God to kill, steal, and destroy our souls. He is the father of lies, Satan. And he knows that when he can hurt us, it hurts God. And we can believe these labels, these untruthful lies that we give ourselves and other people give us. You know, he deceives us to meditate on these words. And he rejoices when we fall into that pit of despair. He rejoices when he hurts us because that is his goal. You know, in John 8:44, Jesus is talking to the religious leaders and he says, "You are of your father, the devil. And you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of all lies." See, the religious leaders were planning to kill Jesus. They were pretending to be holy before the people. But here, Jesus tells them who they really serve. You know, back then, even the religious leaders labeled Jesus. Some of them said that, you know, he can do these things because he has the devil in him. You know, and those were lies. So who has the right to label you? I believe the only person who has the right to label us is God, because he's the one who made us. You know, labels are made and they're put on us, they're put on things. You know, my pants, it's labeled Levi's because Levi's made my pants, right? Okay, they made it, so they get to label it, right? You know, my wife always wanted a Michael Kors bag. How many of you ladies know what that is? How many of you guys know what that is? Oh, good for you guys. Your wife might want one too. So my wife always wanted one. But I never got her one. We got her a Coach one, but, you know, she wants one of each. It's like my boots. I want one of each, right? So my wife wanted one, but my wife is in the nursery, and I was going to give her her Michael Kors bag that I labeled myself. You see it? But since my wife is not here, I'll give it to Carlin, because I love Carlin. Here you go. But what gives me the right to label that? I didn't make it. What gives me the right to label it? I have no right to label it. Amen? Carlin going to lick me after church, and you can be witnesses to that. And I'll probably attend my funeral next week. But people label us. They label us every day. And we let them. We accept it. When we shouldn't. They didn't make us, right? They didn't make us, so they have no right to label us. We put labels on ourselves, you know, especially the negative ones. And, you know, if we're going to label ourselves, we shouldn't put negative stuff on us. Sometimes we're harder on ourselves than other people. And when we begin to believe these false labels, you know, that we give ourselves, we got to understand that it is Satan who is trying to sway our thoughts. Rather than believe him, we need to believe the truth that God gives us in his holy word. And I have asked Kahia to sing this special, special song for us. So could she come up and listen to the labels that God has labeled us with. And, you know, if you have your paper, you know, you might want to write something that was not good, that was you were labeled. Because I'm going to ask us later on to, we're going to destroy those labels, but take it away.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Awesome. You know, those labels. I have so many labels. And get your label out, because believe me, sometime, at one time, somebody labeled me shy. You believe that? I did, but no more. Get your labels and tear it up. Somebody once labeled me slow, maybe because they never seen me drive. I labeled myself a bad dad when my children were growing up because I was smoking, drinking, and probably doing drugs. No more. Somebody once labeled me. You ever did that to somebody? Or was it this way? You ever did that to somebody? No more. Get your label and please tear it apart. Somebody once labeled me alcoholic, and you know what? I actually became one. Somebody named addict, and I actually became one. No more. We are not going to let people label us anymore. Amen? Somebody once called me dumb or stupid or both. No more. So if you have your labels, anybody have your labels? Anybody wrote anything on your labels? Because I want you to write on it, and I want you to tear it apart as a sign that saying, I will not let anybody label me anymore except for my maker. Amen? So here are some labels that God gives us, and these labels are true. In Ephesians, you have your Bibles open up to Ephesians. It's in the New Testament. New Testament, Genesis, I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. I wasn't about to go from Genesis all the way to Ephesians. It's after Galatians. Galatians, Ephesians 1, 7 and 8. 1, 7 and 8. In him, we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. See, I am forgiven. You are forgiven. God labels you forgiven. Past, present, and future sins. You are forgiven. All you got to do is confess. You might want to write this down in your notes. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Number two, I am secure. You don't have to worry. You are secure. Romans 8:32-39. He, God, who did not spare his own son but delivered him over for us all, how he not also with him freely gave us all things. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You are secure that Christ loves you no matter what. Number three, you are capable. Philippians 4 thing, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Okay, you are capable for what? Okay, because in the context of this, Paul is talking to the Philippian church, and he is saying that he can do all things, meaning that he could live a life with very little, things in life, not luxurious things, but he could also live with a lot. And he was capable of doing all of those because his strength came from God and not from the amount of food he had, not from the amount of cars and fishing poles and tools he had, but his strength came from God. Period. Number four, I am priceless to God. You have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Think about this. God sent his son Jesus to die for you. Now, would you think that he would do that because you were junk? No, he did that because you were priceless. You are valuable. So to God, you are priceless. You are worth his son. Amen? Number five, I am dearly loved. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died while we were still out there, while we wasn't even thinking of coming to church. Christ died for us. And for those who are still out there not thinking of coming to church, Christ died for them too. So we need to allow God to be the only one who gets to put a label on us. Like, you are forgiven, you are secure, you are capable, you are valuable, you are loved. You know, when we get these untruthful labels, I believe they're harmful to our soul. Sometimes they're labels that just come with life. Sometimes there are facts, like the fact that I was labeled short. That's a fact. What am I going to do about it? I got an inch and a half on my boots. That's what I did about it. But so it makes me from 5'3 to 5'4 and a half. Big deal, right? But being short and didn't stop me from playing basketball in the gym with other much taller people. It didn't stop me from playing volleyball with my daughters. Even with the youth, even now, they're like way taller than me. But if I took that label as short and I didn't put any faith with that, but I let it have the fate that it would have, then I would have never played basketball. I would have never played volleyball. I would have never done anything that short people say that short people couldn't do, right? You know, they say short people cannot do this or they cannot do that. If you're so short, you cannot be a stewardess on a plane or something like that because you cannot reach the overhead wall. You know, sometimes when we have labels, they can be harmful to our soul. Like, you know, one time years ago, my toe swelled up after eating raw crab. So somebody put this label on me, oh, you got gout. And it's like, oh, I don't have gout. I took the blue pill and my foot was all good. Oh, you have gout, the G word. I said, no, I don't. The doctor even gave me medicine for that. And I said, I refuse to let that label fulfill itself in my life. So you align that label and you align it with faith and no more swollen toes. I don't know. I just didn't believe it. The doctor says I'm pre-diabetic or diabetic. And I don't take that label off. I just say, sorry, I'm not. I will do my best to eat properly, except for men's ministry and on Sundays. I cannot help. You guys bring me the cookies. But I will assign a faith to that label. Yes, I'm not going to just get careless and do whatever I like. But sometimes when we take that label that people have put on us and we believe it instead of having faith, I think it can be harmful to us. You know, God gives our facts, you know, like the shortness. He gives that fact a faith label. You are short, but you can do a lot of things, you know. We cannot let the interpretation of our fact labels keep us from our faith. Amen? And, you know, we tend to label others, and we probably shouldn't we don't have the right to. But if you're going to label somebody, put a positive label on them. You know, like when I see all your children running around, I just tell them, you know, you are so beautiful. And when they hear that label gets put on them, what do you think it does for them? When your child, somebody tells your child, you are so beautiful. What do you think? I think it does something to them. When somebody tells me, oh, you are funny. Thank you. I don't know where I got my sense of humor from, but it must have been from my dad. Because my mom was not funny. My mom was serious. Yeah. You know, if you're going to label somebody, stick a good label. It takes so much more thought to put a good label on somebody than a bad label. Amen? Because it's easy to just say, oh, you idiot. Oh, you jerk. Oh, you dummy. But it's so much, you got to put more thought and say, wow, you are very creative. You are, you sing very well. I'll leave you with this. Do not believe the negative labels that the devil puts on you, because he puts a lot, yeah? How many of you get labeled every day? And I'm sure I get. But don't believe those labels that the devil puts on you. But believe the labels that the Maker, God, puts on you, because he created you and he is the only one who has the right to label you. Amen? And you can put away your notes, close your Bibles, or ask the worship team to come up. And I'm going to ask you all to bow your heads and pray with me. Hey, daily breads are out. Thank you, Julie, for reminding us, because sometimes we forget, but they're out there at the greeting table. Go ahead and grab yourself one. If you need a couple extra, please go and take some extra. I'm going to ask you to, you are forgiven. You are saved by grace through faith. And you get saved by asking Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And how that is done is by praying and asking him to be your Lord and Savior. So I'm going to ask you all, while the worship team is getting ready, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and bow your heads and pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? God bless you over there. Anybody else? Anybody else? Lord, you have seen the hands. And they said yes to you. All heaven rejoices. They put their faith in you. You can label them now as saved, as forgiven, heaven bound. Lord, you have the right to label them. You have created them and you have saved them. And we thank you for that. We love you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord thanks. Thank you, Jesus. If you said yes to Jesus today or weeks before, and you want information, there is a yes booklet on the greeting table. Please get one. And if you need a Bible, there's some on that table too. Go ahead and grab one. It's free of charge. Amen. Would you stand as we're going to sing?
I'd just like to say, I labeled you a good servant, a man after God's heart, and you're a pretty good fisherman too. But he's an awesome fisher of men now.
Been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.